Good morning, friends. I hope everyone is doing well this morning as you watch us online. I want to encourage you again, like last week, if you have prayer requests, if you have concerns, anything going on in your life. I know it's been kind of difficult getting in touch with everybody this week and as far as trying to figure out how we do these connections. And so now's the time. You can put it on Facebook. You can make a phone call up to the church so that we can hear those and so we can pray for those here in a little while. So I want to encourage you to do that. I was also thankful for the song we just sang. He's got the whole world in his hands. It's a kid's song, but I think it's a song we need to hear too. I think it's a song we need to remember. In these trying times, is that God has the world in his hands. And I want to remember that this week. I want us to remember and be comforted by that through all the things that we see on TV, through all the things that we see on social media, whatever we see in the news. I hope that those few words that our kids sing, and I know we sang as a kid, he's got the whole world in his hands, can be of comfort to us. So, I'm going to ask you, like I do, as you're at home, like we normally do here, to stand as we read Matthew 6, 9 through 13. I hope you've been reading every morning and every night the Lord's Prayer, but if you haven't, well, we're going to start this morning. So, Matthew 6, 9 through 13. This then is how you should pray. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts, as we have also forgiven our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from the evil one. Let's pray. Father, in this morning, we lift this prayer to you. Our voices together pray to you as a community of people who are scattered, but one in our prayer. And Lord, right now, in this moment, I pray your Spirit work inside of us, and I pray our hearts and our minds are open to what your Spirit wants us to hear. And Lord, I pray for a transformation in our hearts and minds, that we become more like you in this moment. Lord, show us the way. It's in your Son's holy name we pray. Amen. I appreciate what Michael said just a few minutes ago because I had that in my notes. I am looking at each of you, though I'm not looking at you. I'm looking at each of you. I'm looking at your bright and shining faces. In my imagination, I am seeing everyone sitting in their places. I hear Chris Clark yelling at me from this side, we all know, because it's got to be killing him that he can't interrupt or do something right now. But Chris Clark and the Mosleys and the Smiths and the Swarvars and the Walfalls, we have all of these families. And then up front, you have Miss Honaker, Betty McGwark, Sharon and Logan, you have Ron, the Montgomerys right here. I mean, you have all of these families that I'm just seeing in my eye as I do this, which gives me comfort because I'm remembering you today. And I want you to know today, I want you to know that this morning that the elders and staff have been thinking about you and praying for you this week. You're not alone in this. While it's easy to feel like that, it's easy to feel alone when you can't get out, when you can't see a familiar face. And I'm going to affirm that feeling because I felt alone this week as well. I felt dread this week. I felt despair this week as we go through the week. I want to affirm that to you. It's not a bad feeling. It's a feeling that you're having. And in this moment, it's difficult not to have it. But I want you to know that we're here for you as we do this. And as we move forward, I want you to know that we're always here for you. And while we may be isolated, it does not mean that we're disconnected from each other. There are ways that we can still be connected. I was thinking about it. Instead of texting, why don't we actually call someone this week? Just call them. Don't text them. Just call them, right? Put a note to them. Let them know that you're thinking of them. Because when we see all of the information that we're getting, when we see the numbers on the screen, it can be scary. And when we see those numbers and we hear that news, it can be scary, and a sense of helplessness can wash over us, a sense of despair can wash over us, because we don't know what to do next. We don't know where to go, because for the first time in most of our lives, there's nowhere to go. There's nothing to do. All of these feelings cause us to believe that we're on an island by ourselves. It's like Tom Hanks in Castaway, and I hope that's not too soon. But it's like Tom Hanks in Castaway. Maybe you find yourselves, like me, having a conversation with an invisible friend. Or maybe even having a conversation with a volleyball. I mean, these are hard and strange times we find ourselves in. The other day, I was talking to Barbara King, and I want you to keep her husband Fred King in your prayers, because he's been struggling with blood pressure issues this week. So I want you to keep Fred in your prayers. But I was talking to Barbara, and as I was talking to her, she reminded me of something. She reminded me of something. I didn't remind her of something, and that's what I love about when we can communicate with each other, because we need each other in these moments. She reminded me of something. She reminded me that this is the time, with all of this stuff going on, that her faith is sustaining her. It's what she told me. I can get through this because of my faith, Russell. Faith. Faith that you, me, are not alone in this moment. Faith that there are others who are praying for us, who are concerned for us, who are holding us. Faith that God has not forgotten us. Faith that God is present and working, even when it doesn't feel like it. Faith that God is listening. And this is our challenge in these weeks and even possibly months to come. As people of faith who are committed to the way of Jesus, who have made the commitment in our lives to grow, walk, and become more like Jesus, prayer is more important than ever. But not just any prayer. Because starting last week, I told you that we were going to focus on the Lord's Prayer. And by the way, as I asked before, how's that going with you and your family? Have you made the commitment to pray the Lord's Prayer when you wake up and when you lie down? I saw on Facebook the other day, and I don't know about you, but you might find yourself a little bit more than you should on social media. It's amazing how that happens. I was just thinking of the irony of this is, like, this time last year, I was doing a series on technology and how we need to find ways to get off of it. And now, aren't we glad more than ever that we have it? But you may find yourself on Facebook. You may find yourself on social media a little bit more. But I was looking on Facebook, and Courtney Ippolito the other day, she posted the Lord's Prayer on Facebook and then invited everyone else as they were going to bed to pray it with her. I love that. I love that. And so if you haven't started with you, if you haven't started with your family, let me encourage you again over these next few weeks to begin the daily habit of praying the Lord's Prayer. Because you see, prayer is important for us because prayer in its own way invites us into something. It invites us to pursue the mystery of God, as one theologian says. Prayer is the invitation to lay hold of the love of God, which has somehow already laid hold of us. I want you to think about that. The love of God already laid hold on us. I think now more than ever, we need to be a people who hold on to this love, a people who let this love wash over us. And so as we pray the Lord's Prayer, we're invited to remember that this prayer came directly from the one who told us in John 14:9, anyone who has seen me has seen the Father. This prayer that we are given in Matthew 6 is the prayer that flows out of the life of Jesus the Son. Yet notice as we begin this prayer what Jesus does not say. Jesus does not say, my Father. Jesus says, our Father. I want you to think about that. Our Father. Jesus is inviting us in this moment as we pray this prayer into an intimacy, into a relationship with God. Now, here is the thing about this word Father that Jesus uses to open up this prayer. There are some say that Jesus is the first person that was the first person to kind of call God Father, but that's technically not the case. Because here's the thing, for the people of Israel, this language would not have been new to them. Because I want to remind you of something. In Exodus and throughout the Old Testament, the people of Israel are reminded by the prophets and by God that they are the firstborn son. In Exodus 4, it says this. In Exodus 4:22, then say to Pharaoh, this is God talking to Moses, this is what the Lord says. Israel is my firstborn son. Israel understood as Jesus opened this prayer, as the disciples heard this prayer, and Jesus says, pray this way, our Father. They got that because there was this relationship formed from the very beginning of time with God and his people. If you have a son, you're going to have a father. And he says, they are my firstborn son. And I also want you to notice the first place we really see this is in the book of Exodus. This is important. Exodus is a massively important book. Exodus, where God took the people in bondage to the greatest power and pulled them out of bondage. You're going to notice this and love this here in a minute. This is the plagues. This is the Red Sea parting. God the Father is the one we see in Exodus who hears the cries of the people and frees them. God the Father is the one who frees them, pulls them out, gives them their own land. These first words of this prayer, our Father, did not land on deaf ears, and they shouldn't land on deaf ears this morning. No, what Jesus is inviting us in this prayer is not just intimacy, but something we also need today. Hope. This prayer is hope. This prayer begins with hope. And we could use a little bit of hope right now, couldn't we? What Jesus is giving us is reminding us today with the beginning of this prayer is that we are a people of hope. We cling to hope. We're moving into the Easter season. This is our hopeful season. And so the Lord's Prayer is your prayer to remind you this day, to remind us as a community as we pray it together, of the hope of God, that God is present, that God acts. And just like God acted throughout history, another way to say it is this, while all around you, the things you once clung to seem to be evaporating, those things you thought were important, all of a sudden are becoming not as important. All around us, there's uncertainty, there's despair, there's truth, there's lies. We don't know what to believe. Jesus tells us in this prayer to pray this prayer because in praying this prayer, we're reminded of the hope that we have in God, that there's one thing for sure, that God is our Father. And embedded in the beginning of this prayer as you pray it, this prayer that was given to us by Jesus is one of hope and it's one of comfort. And as Stanley Hauerwas says, it's one of comfort because before we reached out to God, and we notice this in Scripture, God reached out to us and claimed us, promised to be our God, promised to make us God's people. Thus, not because of who we are or what we have done, but rather because of what God and Jesus Christ has done, we are privileged to say, our Father. This is the relationship with creation that God put in time from the very beginning. When God would walk with Adam and Eve in the cool of the night. When God placed a hedge of protection around Cain after his murderous actions. And when God made the covenant with Abraham. When we pray our Father, we are proclaiming a relationship with the God who saved and continues to save. And that's good news. God the Father, who did not abandon Jesus, but raised him from the dead. In this hope, we are the children of God who claim our Father has and will pull us out of the depths. And a lot of us probably feel in the depths right now. And this is the good news I want you to hear this morning, my friends. In a time when words fail us, when fear and anxiety are all around us, and if we're honest, it might be that we don't know what to pray anymore. We just don't. Words fail us. We can't get the right words framed in our mouth to speak them because of what we're seeing. How many times have you told yourself this week, this is the new normal? How many times have you told yourself this week, boy, it wasn't like this 6 weeks ago? How many times have you told yourself this week, I wonder what the future is? All of these things has happened and we find ourselves speechless. We might not even know what it looks like to be a person of God sometimes. Have you gone to the grocery store lately? You might feel alone. You probably feel isolated. You could even feel abandoned. But thankfully, as a gift from the Father, we're reminded in Romans of this. We're reminded of Romans 8:27, that while we may not have the words that we can form ourselves and our mind seems to be blocked, Paul reminds us in the same way the Spirit helps us in our weakness. We do not know what we ought to pray, but the Spirit Himself intercedes for us through wordless groans. And He who searches our hearts knows the mind of the Spirit, because the Spirit intercedes for God's people in accordance with the will of God. In this, we are reminded that we're not alone in this moment. When we pray together with the community of brothers and sisters all around us. When we can't get the words out, Jesus says, pray this. Pray this and let it be the prayer of hope by beginning and reminding yourself that God is the Father of creation, that God is your Father and our Father. Let this be the comfort and hope you need for this week. And know this, that we're praying this together. We're all praying this together. The entire community of faith is praying this together. So you're not in this alone. All the voices are coming together and being lifted to God. And as Howard Wass also states, and I love this if we think about Hebrews 11. Think about the great cloud of witnesses as you think about this. But as Howard Wass states, he says, every time we gather to pray, every time we lift our voices, the saints pray with us, as if leaning down from the ramparts of heaven to join their voices with ours in praise to God, as if to cheer us on in our current struggles to be faithful. You will pray the Lord's Prayer. Your grandparents before you prayed the Lord's Prayer. Their parents and grandparents prayed the Lord's Prayer. And together as Howard Wass, and together as we're reminded, as the Lord says, when you don't have words, when you don't know what to pray, when you can't pray, pray this and let it be your hope, and know that all of these voices are coming together and all of these voices are pushing you along, are cheering you in this moment. Throughout history, when words failed our brothers and sisters, we were given words from the Son to move forward. A reminder that the Father has not left us, but gives us the courage to live this day. So this morning, if you have no other words, if you feel weak, I challenge you to boldly declare this morning, and when you go to bed tonight, and when you wake up tomorrow morning, I challenge you to boldly declare, our Father who art in heaven. And let that be the energy that gets you through the day. Let that be the hope that you need, that your Father, who throughout history has not forsaken His people, will not forsake you today. If you have needs, if you're going through struggles, I still encourage you to make a phone call. I still encourage you to put it on Facebook. Call us this week. Call the elders this week. Email the elders this week. I know they want to hear from you. I think they're going to be trying to get in touch with some of you this week. I think that's the plan. This kind of connection thing is going to kind of get different. We're going to use all the things that we have to do this. So I encourage you to do that. Parents, listen to Justin. Go through that medium as well. Keep your kids together. My daughter the other day was looking at something and she was just bummed that she couldn't be with her friends, you know? Justin's making those connections even for our kids. I really strongly encourage you to follow those and do those. And don't text, but call. And know in this that you may feel alone, but you're not alone. There's so many of us out there, and especially the Father in heaven who's looking out for you. So if you need any prayers, if you need anything, call, email. I don't even know how to do this. Put on Facebook, but do it now as we sing.